Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, Jeff Cesario is joining us. We're going to get probably the funniest Chet Waterhouse I've ever heard, and that's coming up, and news as well. Lots going on in the world. First, I'll tell you about Tommy John, secret to staying sweat-free this summer. Tommy John, summer-ready, ultra-breathable underwear and bras, cool cotton underwear for men and women. It's like having your own on-body AC unit made from premium natural Pima cotton for enhanced airflow. It evaporates sweat super fast. Lounge pants, lazy day joggers, soft Zoom ready tees and polos. I'm wearing my Tommy Johns right now. I wear them when I work out every night. They just dry when they're on you. Upgrade to Tommy John today. Get enhanced, super breathable designs. This stuff is the best. I'm telling you, I will never leave the house in any other underwear than Tommy John. And their socks are great, and their shirts, undershirts are great. Best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free. Guarantee. It's Tommy John. No adjustment needed, right, Dawson?
For a limited time, go to TommyJohn.com/Adam to get 20% off site-wide. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off site-wide. TommyJohn.com/Adam, Seaside for details.
I'm Italian. Yeah, shocker. I know. Look at me. To this day, I show up at a beach in California, people just go, "Who called a cab?" Italian actors were either gangsters or morons, that seat. Either Tony Soprano or Super Mario. There doesn't seem to be anything in between. Think about it. Whenever they want to prove like an idiot, simple point in a TV commercial, they get an Italian spokesman. They get an Italian, I mean like a Cro-Magnon idiot, simple point. Italian guy, white t-shirt, blue jeans, one eyebrow straight across his forehead. Hey, Budweiser. Puts a cap right on the top of the bottle so your beer don't come out until you want it to.
Jeff Cesario on the Adam Carolla Show.
The album, which is out, What Was I Thinking? Available on Pandora, Spotify, and anywhere else you get music. Congratulations, Jeff.
Thanks.
Thanks for joining us. Play with Pain. With Chet Waterhouse, obviously, the podcast available on Apple Podcasts as well. And now, speaking of someone who is 60-something but doesn't look like it, that is Jeff Cesario. How old are you, Jeff?
67, which is ancient, unless you're the Pope. Then people go, well, this kid's got some fresh ideas. So, 67 is super young for a pope.
I mean,
that was the switcheroo. Maybe that was the bio switcheroo.
You've got to be nearing 50 years in comedy. I don't know if I'll call it show business. I don't know if you're doing, were you doing sets when you were 17, 18?
No, I didn't get into comedy until I was 28.
Oh, you were doing music.
Metal fast. Yeah, I was doing music. And I was doing writing too. And most of the writing was, I was writing sports ostensibly, but most of it came out more like what I do with Chet. So my editors would always go, you know, facts seem to be getting in the way, Jeff. Why don't you just try to write the funny stuff and we'll figure out a way to run it? So I always thought in my heart of hearts, boy, I gotta try comedy before I turn 30 or I'm going to blow my brains out. So I did.
You know, it was funny. I was thinking about jokes or comedy and how it used to be, you know, it was always a liability for me. I'd be sitting in class. That was my audience. I'd pop off. Everyone would laugh. And then the teacher would tell me to leave the room or sit in the corner like Brian or whatever it was. Yep. Meanwhile, there's this quality that's a good quality that can get you paid. But you're trying to tamp it down. The teacher, everyone is like, shh, you're unruly, unruly, disruptive. But I was thinking of the metaphor of I have this Jufro now, and I've told you guys a story of my hair was straight when I was a little kid. If you look at the jacket of not Taco Bell material, you'll see a little 7-year-old kid, 6-year-old kid with straight hair. And at some point when I was 12 or 13, it started curling up. And instead of going for it and just wearing it like I wear it now, I would go to the barber and I'd go, hey, cut the curls off. Like, tamp them down, like, hold them down, like, yeah. push them down. And I realized I was doing with my hair what society was doing with my comedy. Like, cool it down, bring it down, tamp, come on, hold it down, get it straight, just put a hat on. That's what every yeah. teacher and counselor I have is like, shut up, put a hat on.
Yeah, comedy is life's cowlick.
I know it's been said many times.
Sticks up, man.
So, Cesario, what are you? You're not doing dates, are you?
No, I can't go out.
You're writing.
We're waiting to EP. I'm going to executive produce Brian Regan's new Disney Plus project, which will be stand up to sketch kind of show. And we're sort of sorting through the paperwork and figuring out when we can start and all that kind of stuff. I keep saying, you know, it's writing at this stage. I'm pretty much doing that now. And, you know, so let's get rolling. But, you know, whenever you say let's get rolling to anybody in show business,
well,
they always, especially nowadays, they look at you like, well, we got to run this through the algorithms. What are you talking about?
You know, what's
let's get rolling.
You know, it's kind of weird. I was just talking about Uppity, the doc, basically going off with Koppelman and Billions and Showtime and wanting yeah. to do it as an episodic series on Showtime. And I was just talking to Nate, the director, co-director, and I was like, what is going on over there? Like, it's been a year. Where's the paperwork? Like, when are we going to get going here? And it's like, some guy named Ari's got some of the paperwork. And I'm like, what? Like, and I'm saying the same way, Mark. I'm saying the same way Jeff is saying, which is, look, I get we shouldn't be doing big old country shows in the news and all that, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about developing yeah. a script. You do it from your den. I feel like. Hollywood, which was already a little bit lazy, just climbed into a hot tub, had a couple of daiquiris, and Mark and Jeff and I are walking up going, hey, what are we going to towel off and kind of get to getting? And they're like, slow your roll. We're pretty yeah, comfortable. Right. As a matter of fact, as long as you're up, the blender's over there. If you could just go ahead and top that off. Like, because it's true we can't do performing and things of that nature, but there's no reason why we couldn't be writing, finishing the contract, doing that. Everyone just got turned from, you know, 78 to 38 or 45 to 38 or whatever. What were the record speeds? Oh, my God. Have I totally forgot there was start yeah, off at 70,
45, 33. Yeah.
33. Right. Yeah.
So yeah, it is a difference in work ethic. And so for a lot of people on that side of show business, that is the work ethic. Let's right. go to lunch. We'll talk it up, you know, and eventually they'll panic when the pipeline finally does start to kind of dry up and there's nothing even in development yet for them to throw into the smelter and get moving. That's the only time they'll stop and go, oh, crap. What do we have?
Well, it's interesting.
So for them, let's Bill over in analytics has to report back in and there's a budget thing. They're all in, they're doing a Zoom thing on some of the things. So we'll get to it. And you just go, you know, I don't know how as a self-starter, as a person who's self-employed, you set your own deadlines. Once you get used to that, that makes an incredible difference because you're going like, you know, even my kid will go, what's wrong? And I go, well, I got to finish this by tonight. And she'll go, why?
Right.
And I go, well, there's a good reason. I have to. That's why.
Well, so it's interesting. It's kind of it's interesting that, you know, the people who aren't out of work during the pandemic don't seem to have the same sense of urgency as the people that are out of work. Right. And this is kind of right. a version of that. Like the executives that have a salary, they just have a salary. Mm-hmm. Mark, I don't want to keep saying Mark Cesario. Who is Mark Cesario? I don't know why I keep saying that. Maybe Brian, I need a cat.
I'm sure they exist somewhere.
Yeah. Jeff and I
can hook you up.
Thanks. Jeff and I get paid. We get paid by the project. We are not getting paid for these projects if they're not moving ahead. And the guys that are in charge of moving them ahead are getting paid. So it's a little different metronome they have on top of their piano.
Yeah, good way to put it.
Should we do a little
a little different pace?
A little Chet Waterhouse, which is my favorite,
sure.
Or Mark Waterhouse, as I now call it.
The Sports with Chet Waterhouse.
Oh, brother, time for the Waterhouse update brought to you by Maserati, the Jewish sports car. Baseball. 60-game season, that's shorter than a Phish concert tour. No fans in the stadiums, so teams say they will boo the Astros digitally. Ultimate Fighting. Dana White announced UFC 259 will be held on a giant toboggan during an avalanche in the Canadian Rockies triggered by Dana White's own anger. That wrap-up brought to you by Alpaca Lies, the throw rug made from pure alpaca. Or is it? NBA, set for a July start at Disney World, should dovetail nicely with poisonous snake season in Florida. NASCAR, FBI says the noose in Bubba Wallace's stall was just a garage door pull. And the burning cross, just an awkward cigarette lighter. That wrap-up sponsored by Baked Quinoa, the non-grain quinoa made entirely from bacon. NFL, Cam Newton agrees to a one-year deal with the Patriots. Said the devil, don't look at me, this was all Belichick. And finally, this week in sports history, the year 1991, the place London, England, Wimbledon, second round, 591st ranked Nico Brown beat 10th ranked Goran Ivanisevic by four syllables and an umlaut. This Waterhouse update brought to you by Roberta Flack Jacket. You're not killing me softly or loudly in my Roberta Flack Jacket. If you want more of me this weekend, I'll be in upstate New York for Desperation.com, doing the play-by-play on the first annual Riding Over Niagara Falls in a Barrel of Monkeys. Let's get this pandemic over with. This is Chet Waterhouse reminding you to play with pain.
Chet Waterhouse Sports.
Wow.
That was packed with too much good stuff.
Justin Wrighton.
Do the Maserati send up at the top one more time, Queen.
Brought to you by Maserati, the Jewish sports car.
Fantastic.
I love it. Roberta Flack Jacket. Oh, God damn. Killing me softly.
Well done.
Yeah, man. That was killer. And
I got Bob Saget this weekend on the podcast. Saget was great.
Oh, nice.
He killed it.
He's a good dude, Ryan.
Yeah, like really him. Good dude.
Yeah, I don't know if the last time, not last time I saw him, but I think his, had a daughter, a sister, I think, that passed away of scleroderma. And
that is correct.
And he'd do the benefit every year at the Beverly Hilton, I think it was, or Wilshire. Beverly Wilshire, that's right. That's what I always remember all the events that take place at the Beverly Wilshire in the Grand Trinon ballroom, because my first job I had cleaning carpets was cleaning the carpet of the Grand Trinon of the Beverly Wilshire. So if I ever get invited to do an event or a charity or something and it's there, I always go, yes. And then I walk in and stare at the carpet the whole time and everyone wants to know what I'm doing. But
come a long way, baby.
Yeah, I'll tell you the thing that is weird, I guess, that the experience that I have that other people don't have is I'm from here. So most comedians and notables come here from somewhere else. So they don't drive around and pass their grandma's house and pass the liquor store they used to work at. Past mm-hmm. their high school, past the Taco Bell that rejected me, like past the old girlfriend's house. Like everywhere I go, it's just something reminds me. I think they call that being narcissistic. Either way, Chet, That was goddamn awesome. And as I always say, there is no faking that. You have to put time into it. And Jeff puts time into it. That, I mean, obviously, amazing stuff. How's Regan doing? Where's he at?
He's doing good. He's in Las Vegas. That's where he lives. And they fortunately quarantined with his girlfriend. So they are together and he's riding this out. You know, that's a guy who's a road warrior. Speaking of making your money on the road, he was a guy who was doing the road as his primary source of income when it wasn't the thing to do. Now, the last 10 years, it's come full circle for musicians and for comedians. And now the road is where you make the big money. So, you know, he's a guy who has his own tour bus. I mean, he has a rock and roll tour bus, and I'm sure he's just chomping at the bit to get some shows going again. He's got to be. I mean, he thrives off that live energy.
And he's smart because he quarantined with his girlfriend. I made the mistake of quarantining with my wife, and I'm fucked, you know. But he made a shrewd move at some point before the quarantine, evidently. Smart.
So well, there's a guy who believes in science. He saw it coming, and he planned.
That's right. That's right. Smart. All right, let me hit Geico, and then we'll break and do some news. Right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's up to 15% on top of the Geico and the money you save already at Geico. So it's an additional 15%. So what are you waiting for? Get on it, man. Save some money. You got a car, you got a motorcycle, you got an RV, got a tour bus. Why not get Geico and protect it? Never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save the 15%, and you can do it. And they'll give you until October 7th, a little earlier. Jump on that. Visit geico.com to learn more. All right, quick break. We'll come back with Jeff and the news right after this.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Need news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Well, there's a few people we can always count on when things go crazy to give us a little bit of a laugh. And Sacha Baron Cohen seems to be at it again. Deadline reports that on Saturday, the comedian crashed a meeting of the Washington State 3%ers in Olympia, and it led to a sing-along and generally disrupting things. It's unclear if the appearance was an installment of the Who is America program. Mm-hmm. The first season aired on Showtime, but the comedian was creating his own brand of chaos at this meetup. It's called the March for Our Rights 3, which counters the 2018 March for Our Lives, which was the kids from the Parkland High School shooting in Florida. It's a pro-gun and staunchly conservative rally, which is why the sing-along efforts were all the more crazy. I don't know if you've seen the clip yet. We did pull some of it. This crowd of around 500 people, Sasha in just this, you know, outfit, looks like he has a fat suit and a big red shirt and a cowboy hat and overalls. He goes after liberals and CNN and the World Health Organization, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Fauci, Bill Gates, and mask wearers. And the whole thing is nuts. And here's a clip.
What are we going to put in? Dr. Fauci, what going to do?
This went on for 8 minutes.
Who's the band? He booked the whole band, right?
Yeah, unclear. They certainly knew the song, and the song goes on for a long time. So they're probably with him. My favorite part of the song is CNN's run by the you-know-whos. They all need the Wuhan flu.
I was trying to watch it, and it just wasn't that clear on my computer.
Yeah.
It was like, I wish we got a cleaner, like with all that effort and all that
I'm
stuff.
I'm sure we will.
I wish there was a cleaner version of that.
It's possible, as Deadline suggests, that there are, you know, some cameras hidden hither and yonder.
I hope so, because I want to appreciate it in its full glory.
That's great about the musician angle, though. That's so funny. Hey, Eddie, I got a gig for us. We got to drive to rural Washington, but we only have to learn one tune.
Right.
Yeah, sure. I'm in.
And admittedly, the guy who ran the rally said, like, yeah, we got duped. You know, it happens sometimes. So
did they get duped? Like, I feel like they're just laughing and digging it. Like,
they are.
It was win-win. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. So we'll see where that ends up. It usually ends up somewhere when it comes to him. As Chet told us, free agent quarterback Cam Newton has agreed to a 1-year deal with the New England Patriots. That's according to ESPN and, of course, many sources. Of course, he was released from the Panthers in March and will serve as the replacement for Tom Brady after his exit following 20 seasons with the Patriots. The contract right now, remember, it's only a year, but it's said to be worth up to $7.5 million.
Jeff, I read, is that the minimum for a veteran of his age or like of his service?
Boy, you know, I don't know the minimums on that. I would imagine it's probably somewhere in that ballpark, but you know, that's still a pretty healthy paycheck for one season.
That sounds like more than the, and I know they have the league minimum. I don't know how it floats. It every year it goes up for an individual. I didn't know had that. I thought they just had.
I just saw someone
minimum.
Mention that.
Oh, well, maybe it is.
But I don't know that it's true.
I thought they just like had a league minimum and they pay, you know, the holder, the backup punter, or whatever, the long snapper or something gets the league minimum, and obviously the superstars are the superstars. What is the league minimum, Max Patton? Does it float? Does it move around? Because it definitely could have changed from back in the day. Now, will he, you know, so Cam Newton's an amazing physical specimen and talent. Will he be able to flourish with the Bill Belichick, you know, if the right guy gets a hold of him? And Belichick certainly is that system, you know?
Yeah, I think structurally, Newton is designed for the offense they run. There's a lot of short dink passes to backs out of the backfield that take the heat off the quarterback. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of downfield throws if you have a quality tight end to the tight ends. And there's some deep shots. It's not an overly pass heavy offense. Actually, they rely on the run a lot. They rely on a lot of these dink passes to H-backs and stuff. And I mean, James White has flourished in that backfield for 7 years and on the strength of catching a 4-yard pass and turning it into 13 yards. And, so I think he could do really well.
Brian.
I've also seen a lot of experts say that the Patriots pass catching core, the receivers and tight end, are the worst in the league. And at Tom Brady's point, this point in Tom Brady's career last year, he was a game manager. He wasn't flinging it downfield and throwing for an obscene amount of yards. Like, and that's kind of Cam Newton's game now. He's structurally, his shoulder has not been there the last few years. So it behooves him to throw short passes, run a lot, that kind of stuff.
How long is
Plus he'll bring to New England? He's going to bring things like hats and scarves as a fashion that they don't ordinarily have on the Patriots. Cut off sleeves, not in Cam Newton's lexicon.
Yeah, you mean Edelman wasn't the fashion plate that we'd all hoped for. Now, how long has Garoppolo been gone? 3 years? 4 years?
Two seasons.
This will be the third?
The Niners, he got hurt 1 year and then last year took him to the Super Bowl.
That decision of that sort of, I think maybe it's been three. I don't know. But that
maybe it's two and a half.
That me or him kind of thing that I guess happened over at New England with Brady and Garoppolo. Somebody that was basically kicking Leno out and replacing him with Conan. Like, that wasn't, it was the opposite of that decision, but they're both weren't great decisions. Garoppolo would be your starter now at New England, I guess. I don't know how the fuck things work.
I don't know. Young Jarrett Stidham has something to say about, oh, apparently he doesn't have anything to say about any of this.
All right, what else, Gina Grad?
Well, sticking with the quarterback news, Colin Kaepernick will be the subject of a six-part series produced by acclaimed director Ava DuVernay. That's going to be for Netflix. The series, called Colin in Black and White, will explore the quarterback's high school years, attempting to show the experiences and insights that led him to activism. According to ESPN, Kaepernick will appear as a narrator, with an actor playing him as a youth in the scripted drama of a black child adopted by a white family. And Kaepernick also EP'd. It was written by Michael Starbury. No date for its release yet, but DuVernay and Starbury previously worked together on the Emmy-winning Netflix miniseries When They See Us, about the Central Park Five case. So that should be coming soon.
If you took a documentary about Sundance, if you took a documentary about Sundance, the creators of Sundance, and it also just said, and you who are now reading this piece of paper that contains this disc about Sundance, directed by Adam Carolla, it would not be seen or shown at Sundance if Ava DuVernay put her name on a Space Saver spare. It would get into Sundance. She has that much sway and juice right now. I mean,
a lot of buzz about it.
People love saying Ava DuVernay. I think, A, they like saying her name. This is my mini driver theory. Who are you working with? Ava DuVernay. Oh, awesome.
I got chills.
Who are you working with? Mini driver. Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah. Yeah. Cheryl Berkowitz. You don't want to work with her. You know what I mean?
Take her, leave her.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Adam, I'm going to recommend a documentary that I mentioned a long time ago, but you've been mentioning this subject a lot lately. I think you get a lot out of it, as will our listeners. It's really good. Official Rejection, kind of a behind the scenes. Here's what really goes on at film festivals. Here's how you know, the prestigious films get in and other films get left out, blah, blah, blah. It's streaming on Amazon Prime. It's called Official Rejection, and it's very, very good.
I shall watch.
Oh, let me correct two things. One, I was way off, stupid by me, but if you're a 10-year veteran in the NFL, your league minimum is $1 million, or a little over $1 million.
That's offensive lineman pay there.
Garoppolo's been with the Niners for 3 years. He was traded, I believe, in the middle of the season in 2017.
He'll be entering his fourth, right? Right? Yeah.
Next year will be his fourth season.
Yeah. That it felt like there was one more year in there, but yeah, fine. All right, good to know. What's the league minimum then, Max Pata?
Well, for a rookie, it's 480, and then
Yeah. All right, getting near $500,000. What else, Gina Grad? So what is this Kaepernick six-parter? Where's it going to?
It's going to be on Netflix. There's no date released yet, but it's going to be called Colin in Black and White.
I shall be watching.
It's not a doc. Yeah, it's a scripted.
Oh, I got it. I don't know what ESPN has in the pipeline. They did the Jordan thing, then they did
Bruce Lee.
Right, Bruce Lee, which wasn't that good, but that wasn't them. And then they did
Armstrong.
They did the Lance Armstrong thing. I was back with that. Now are they done, or they're going to keep? Well, where's the stuff? Like, keep it coming, man.
They'll acquire movies like Be Water. You know, they'll get sports-related content.
Yeah, I don't want to be a snob, but that one was not as good as the other two that they did. I like the stuff they do. You know what I was watching, which was really funny, and I think Jeff is in a unique position to appreciate this. They ran a whole marathon of This Is SportsCenter and their little minute-and-a-half vignettes or whatever.
Those are great.
Some of those things are laugh out loud funny.
They're legit funny.
Legit funny. Legit.
When it's like the apocalypse and Charlie Steiner has his tie wrapped around his head. Follow me to safety.
Yeah. There's a lot of good comedy there. And if you guys want to watch Terry Tate, Office Linebacker. Oh. I took a deep dive into that on the computer. I never get sucked into stuff. I watched 2 hours of Terry Tate, Office linebacker. You'll get sucked right into it. It's such a funny campaign.
That was a minute-long Super Bowl commercial. It was a huge hit. And then it sort of dawned, the news kind of came out to everyone like, oh, this is like an existing thing. Like, they've done a little short, like, movies about this. It's a great character.
Max Zapata, find a Terry Tate Office linebacker.
Find the Super Bowl one, because that's so condensed and perfect. Yeah.
You could never do it again, because he was just physically beating the shit out of everyone. But they just kept going. Like, at some point, Terry got hurt, a new recruit, this white white guy came in, and then there was some bad blood between the two of them. And it just kept going. You forget that and the Real Men of Genius. Super funny campaigns. All right, Gina, what else we got?
Well, since we're talking about movies and stuff, I might as well throw this one in there. We're now getting our first look at the trailer for Respect. That's the Aretha Franklin biopic starring Jennifer Hudson. And some people are already saying, even though they just put out the first trailer, that, you know, Jennifer Hudson, of course, who earned an Oscar for Dreamgirls, nails the sound and the attitude of Franklin. I'll show you a clip of it in a second. The film is on target to premiere in December. It has Forest Whitaker, Audra McDonald, Marlon Wayans, and Mark Maron. Here's a clip from the trailer.
How many albums have you had?
4.
And no hits. Honey, find the songs that move you. Until you do that, you ain't going nowhere.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Sing, can't see me.
Aretha, you do talk, don't you? Not just sing.
I like you to call me Miss Franklin.
To disturb the peace when you can't get no peace.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me.
It's a hell of a trailer.
Looks great. The timing is horrible. We're not ready for a powerful black woman, and neither's the Academy. I don't think they're going to respond at all to this material. I just don't.
It's not the right time.
Maybe this will be a cult classic, I'm sure. You know, many years from now, we'll appreciate it.
But it's not going to garner any real attention from the Academy. Maybe if Ava DuVernay's name is on it, but not. Sorry, you know, some redheaded guy with freckles going to take that statue home. Yeah, it's the time we're living in.
Donnie Most,
who's now gray-headed.
He's going to take the statue
home. We got the Terry Tate 60. It's so awesome.
So great.
Also, I don't think you could have done this today, this whole character, but let's watch it. Sorry.
Starts out with
when
CEO.
We asked Reebok to send us Terry Tate, some people thought we were crazy. But I'm a firm believer in paradigm breaking, outside the box thinking.
Hey, buddy.
Break was over 15 minutes ago, Mitch!
And since Terry's been with us, our productivity has gone up 46%. We're getting more from our employees than ever before.
You know you need a cover sheet or your TPS reports, Richard. That ain't new, baby.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, Janice.
But what's really impressed me is how Terry's become part of the Felcher family. He fits right in here.
That's a long-distance call, Doug.
To be honest, I wish Reebok sent us 10 Terry Tates.
You want to play a game, Gene? Well, when it's game time, it's pay time, baby.
Whoa! One of the all-time greatest commercials.
It's the hits are so great. It's so
fucking killing people.
And they just kept going. He got injured, and he had to get like a job in the mailroom, and he was depressed. And then they went home. At a certain point, he went on vacation.
Story arc.
He went on vacation. And he was trying to coach up the people in the hotel he was at in Mexico. Like, it just kept going. I don't know how many episodes of Terry Tate.
That's impressive.
So goddamn funny.
When you're an actor and you're in a commercial and they hand you scripts like that, you go, oh, well, these guys know what they're doing. This is funny. It's so great to see somebody acknowledge a company like Reebok go, yeah, this is funny. We're going to run with it.
The Max Pata says there are 8, but I saw whole short stories and stuff on Terry Tate. But I don't know. Like, this is what I worry about a little bit. Like, somebody would have poo-pooed that idea now. right? Someone went like, yeah, I don't like the optics of a black guy. Oh. And I think he hit a woman at some point, or he threw her into the thing. He was mocking her. He's mocking that guy. Looks like he's Jewish, you know? Like, I just don't think so. Like, we don't want to put that forward. We're going to do Subaru says they're made with love. I say our tennis shoes are made with love. That's a good campaign. Like, this is the trickle down effect of what's going on now. It's all the people who go, I don't think we should do something like that. You go, yeah, but it's funny, right? And it's not hurting anybody. And it's like, yeah, but the optics.
Yeah, it's a tough call.
They're actually nine.
That is a tough call. It's a pendulum swing, and it'll come back. It'll come back.
All right, hopefully. Yeah, what else?
There are actually nine episodes, and they're created by Ross and Marshall Thurber, who did Dodgeball and We're the Millers.
One of the direct Dodgeball, yeah.
Dodgeball and what else?
We're the Millers.
Oh, that, yeah. Well, that,
in case anybody asks.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's funny.
That's well, why speaking of that,
well written.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the whole should we, shouldn't we, how does it age, we've come to that portion of the newscast. Jenna Marbles, who you might remember, was one of the most popular YouTube stars with more than 20 million followers. She's quit the platform over old videos that some have deemed racist. She put out an 11-minute video. She's 33 now. She said she's going to move on from the website. She said, I want to hold myself accountable, and it's painful to do it. It's not fun, and it hurts. I'm ashamed of things I've done in my past. I'll show you a video in a second. So those things include donning dark makeup to imitate Nicki Minaj, and a music video where she makes fun of Asian men. The star, whose real name is Jenna Mori, says, I don't know how else to say this, but it doesn't matter, because all that matters is that people were offended and it hurt them. Here's basically the first minute from her 11-minute video.
All right, so I get it. Feel like we're at a time where we are purging ourselves of anything and everything toxic. And I'm being requested that I address things that I've done in my past. I also get a lot of tweets from people that are saying, like, we love you, you unproblematic queen, which always makes me uncomfortable because I'm a person. Those of you that are familiar with how long I've been on the internet know that that's not true, that I've definitely done things in the past that weren't great, and I'm not completely unproblematic, and I've tried my best to grow up and to be a better person.
All right, I get it.
And
you get the gist?
I get
this
the gist.
On for 11 minutes.
She was in, she seemed like she had a couple cats that didn't see the light, the filming light, the red light that's up front of the door there when you're shooting something. She was in Road Hard with me and Larry Miller, and I remember at the time, I don't know, we had the premiere or something, and I remember we invited her to a couple of events or a couple of things or a couple of whatever, and just never heard from her. Like, we never, radio silence. But we had the old Road Hard clip with her in it, so I thought, I'll watch a minute of it.
Let's see it.
Make me remember this. It was there because my character was sort of represented the past, and she represented the future of what everyone wanted, you know, comedically. And it's funny now that she's been wished out into the cornfield with the old people. But here we go. Sorry.
Just drink it all in, baby. This is why I like to come up here once in a while. It's beautiful, you know? So serene.
I don't need serenity. I need a gig.
What you need is some perspective.
Do you think I need perspective?
Baby, showbiz ain't what it used to be. We've all had to tighten our belts. Downsize. Sacrifice.
I've heard enough. Oh, yeah. Everybody's downsizing. You downsize anymore, and this time next year, there's only going to be a $500,000 car sitting inside your house.
You know how this whole thing with Bert made me look?
Ridiculous. Like you always look. Like you do in that fucking wig?
Really? Getting a lot of pussy with that Brillo pad, are you? Listen, Bert was livid. It was like you didn't listen to a word he said.
I got some bad information from a really sexy lady.
Oh. I hope you came twice.
I didn't even kiss her.
Jesus Christ. You didn't get paid. You didn't get laid. You broke every rule in show business.
I don't care. I got a better idea.
Oh, good.
I play a big local theater. The Wiltern.
The Wiltern? The Wiltern has 2,000 seats. You don't have that kind of juice anymore, baby.
I'm an L.A. boy. I'll pack up with my fans.
Let me explain something to you. Even though he's a dear, dear friend of mine, I just can't call Goldie and have him book you in the show. He's going to want to see a guarantee.
Like what?
Like, can you get Jerry Seinfeld to headline the show?
Thanks, dickhead.
Maybe I'll let myself in.
There she
is. Hey, look who's here. All right. Bruce, you know my newest client, YouTube superstar, Jenna Marbles.
Nice to meet you.
A billion hits, huh? A billion hits. That's a billion with a B. Come here.
Try and fuck me. I will slit your throat.
It'd be worth it. That's why the kids love her, by the way. Get in the car. We're going to lunch at the Ivy. Isn't she great? Well, you got the code. You know how to get out. So use the code and get out.
Hasn't taken me to the Ivy in 14 years.
Car's going down. How about you?
You're gonna fucking get pepper sprayed. Congress back to the market, make more profit.
That's Jenna Marbles. I forgot how funny Larry Miller is.
Oh, my goodness. Show.
That guy's great.
That's, you're getting pussy with that Brillo pad.
And Jenna Marbles, and that's my old house where I put the Lambo in the den. It's functioning.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Really impressive.
It's the answer I give. It's my number one answer when people say to me, they'll say to me stuff like, I go, I'm going to put a basketball hoop over here in the garage, and I go, are you sure you can do that? Is it going to stay? I put a fucking Lamborghini inside my house. I'll work this out.
Do you know what the people who have the house now have done with that raising platform?
I think they just boarded over it. I don't think they're actually
using
it.
That's insane. That's a Shonda.
My dad would have loved that because he did the low-tech, poor man's version of that. We literally had like... a half a Christmas tree on a closet door. And then when it was Christmas, he would open the closet door and it'd be the tree. Wow. So my dad would just create an entire nativity scene or whatever on that platform come Christmas time. Boom, just bring it up, raise it up.
Really? Wow. Yeah. I think I like your dad.
Yeah, my dad was pretty
That's
crazy.
A good Tales from the Cheap.
You can watch Road Hard for free on Tubi.tv, by the way, it's out there if you guys want to enjoy that. All right, what else? One more, Gina Grad. So it's kind of interesting that the chick that was being used as the future to the old comedian is now old and getting pushed out to out to pasture as well, which is sad.
Well, we have some stories that we'll get up to them tomorrow, but you know what? Maybe just for fun, we can play these back-to-back Karens losing their shit stories. There's two big ones in the news, so might as well just show you the clips. First happened not far from my house. A woman lost it at a Trader Joe's in North Hollywood when she screamed at customers and employees after being asked to put her mask on while shopping. The woman said she had a breathing problem and that's why she took it off. TMZ reports the employees approached her, asked her to cover her face, but she refused. At one point, she starts screaming at everyone, calling them Democratic pigs. And then this happened.
Wait a minute. Which one is that? I know
they just opened it. It was a grand opening weekend.
Oh, they just opened it.
It's a brand new one.
Oh, okay.
It's that NoHo West.
Oh,
the new multi-use.
Where the old May
Company
used to be. Oh, okay.
Someone told,
and there's a huge homeless encampment right there. It's beautiful.
That's true.
Jesus. Someone on Twitter alerted us. This is where the infamous naked run across the skating rink happened.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's where the old ice chalet or capades or whatever thing used to be, the old big rink. If you find Max Bad, the old May Company, Laurel, whatever mall, it was a big mall. The beginning of it had a bunch of little shops. There was a candy store. There was a, God, remember how quaint a time this was? A poster store. We'd like go in there and just look at posters.
Racks,
like,
yeah.
Hang in there, baby. Oh, Cheryl Teague's looking hot. And you'd sit there and dream about buying a poster one day. And the pet store was in there. And then you got to the end. And that's like where the May Company was. But somewhere in the middle was the ice rink.
Yeah, closed in 95, the Ice Chalet.
The Ice Chalet. Yeah, that's where it was. And the Trader Joe's is there now. Anyway, well, sorry, let's play.
Here's the first Karen losing her mind.
Y'all, Karen is showing out in Trader Joe's. She does not have on a mask, and somebody said, fuck you, leave. And she is having it up.
Now look at
Trader Joe's. We got it.
I have a breathing problem. My doctor would not let me wear a mask. So anyone harassing me to wear a mask, you guys are violating federal law. Ma'am. Get that? Get that on camera.
Ma'am. Wow. Sad.
So that's one.
But I have a boner.
Backyard.
I have a boner for some reason, but still, she's a witch.
Oh, then you're
still in rock hard, but she's the worst person ever. Oh, I just came, but she is fucking pariah. Oh, I came again. Wow.
Oh, well, yeah. Now that you're in your refractory period, I'll show you the other one. There's another one who lost her mind at, it seems like it's a Fiesta Market grocery store in Dallas.
You know what? Let me say this. Yeah. Let me try to sound sensible for 10 seconds.
Okay.
I'm a guy who drives through red arrows and red signals, and I don't really do much shit that a lot of people would like me to do as a society, but I get it. Like, I'm not a mask guy. I'm not a hand sanitizer guy. I'm not anything guy, and I keep this old beat-up mask, and it sits in my car, and I pop it on when I go into the Chinese food place and grab my takeout, and then I pop it back off again because I get it. Like, those are the rules for now. Those are the rules. That's what we've decided. We need to kind of get, there's a tear down the statue version of this, and there's don't wear a mask version of this. We need to just sort of go, for now, this is kind of where we're at. The good news is there's a Trader Joe's, and everything's cheap, and it's really good, and you get to go in there and get it. That's fine, but for the 26 minutes you're in there, you got to do this. I feel the same way about, like, airport security, you know, and they're telling, like, sure, take shit off, take your belt off. Like, okay.
It's the social contract.
I get to Chicago in 4 hours from Burbank. That's good. And in the interim, I have to take my belt off. Now, do I need to take my belt off? Am I hurting anyway? No, this is just what I have to do. It's almost like someone saying, just turn around three times and then we'll let you onto the plane. And then you go like, that's so unnecessary. Why are we
click
doing this
heels
or whatever? And you go, it's just the kind, it's just what we're doing for now. Just do it.
Yeah.
It's better. It's easier. Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, let's watch this one. She didn't like that by the time she got to the cashier, she didn't have her mask on. They asked her to do it. So like any other good citizen, she decided to take item after item out of her basket, throw it onto the floor and curse at everybody. Here we go. Throwing everything on the floor. Yelling.
I don't give a fuck about Dallas.
Wow. Wow.
That's cool.
My theory, I've always had a theory, which is women are quietly much more angry than men are. Everyone thinks about men being angry, but most of the women I know are quietly more angry than the men, or more volatile or something.
Mm.
There's something
brewing.
Interesting that this makes them snap.
Yeah.
This is essentially an extension of a health. I mean, it's no shoes, no shirt, no stirrups.
Do you think it's because
you can't
when
walk into a food joint and do something that is potentially unhealthy to other people? It's just, you can't, that's America. If the guy doesn't, if the owner of the place, whoever they may be, doesn't want to serve you, they don't have to serve you.
No shirts, no shoes, no mask, no service.
So really, by saying, I want to be able to shop the way I want to shop, wherever I want to shop, that's really sort of a communist socialist approach. It's kind of weird.
Well, certainly anarchist.
Yeah.
Do you think that it's a gender thing? Because if a woman does it, it's kind of funny and we kind of roll our eyes. But if a man does it, it would be pretty like aggressive if a dude just starts chucking stuff out of a basket and throwing it at people.
They did it. I mean, you know, they closed the bowling alleys in Michigan and 50 guys show up with the AR-15s at the state house.
Point taken.
Right. But they don't squeeze the trigger, which is different, which is going to be my point, which is men have to regulate aggression early and often. Like, let's put it to you this way. It sounds like Jordan Peterson, but he's right. Like, I roughed house with my friends so often. You know, we wrestled so often that you have to regulate all the time. You can't go. Think about that notion of wrestling with your friends when you're 8 years old, and or doing, I guess Brian would do a lot of WWE kind of
stuff. Off the top rope.
So you have to totally regulate a lot, because wrestling with a dude when you're 10 goes right up to the edge of like physically hurting somebody, headlocks flips and pulling around and even punches and slap. But it's a constant regulation. I did so much battle with so many of my friends so often. And then sports is kind of that way too, like playing football or baseball or whatever. There's a constant regulation. So if a man is physically disciplining their kid and they're swatting them, there's a big regulation of like, how hard do I go? I can't go that. I could physically go hard enough to break a bone, but I have to regulate. I have to reel it in. So there's kind of a self-regulation that goes on all the time. And whenever I've been hit by women, or I've seen women like discipline their kids and stuff, oftentimes they just go toggle switch. They don't go dimmer switch. They just go pow, just right there, just pow. Yeah. Because I don't think they've lived a life of physical sort of restraint. So when the snap goes, there's no half speed snap.
That's a good point.
And I think there's some of that.
There's no practice.
They go right to swinging the helmet.
I will tell you that I've learned it, because I used to like, I realized that if you stepped on a dude's foot, you'd get a, hey, dude, or whatever, like a little shove or whatever. I found when I did it to a woman, I got a full punch. Or like a hard kick to the shin, like an overreaction to this pain that I'd caused. And I now realized there's not a regulation. There's not a physical. I live with a person who she's given away 75 pounds to me, and doesn't always have a respectful tone. I have to regulate. It's a constant regulation. You see what I'm saying?
So you're saying this so-called skill level of regulation that men have, if we'd only somehow taken this into the bedroom,
that would be
like probably zero problems.
Last frontier.
That's right.
We could have applied this amazing discipline of gradations of regulation.
That's right. The dimmer switch.
I got some interesting intel on the first Karen, by the way, from former guest Steve Hofstetter. He retweeted a friend of his who was there when the whole thing happened. She was in the express lane when this whole thing was going down. And she's like, this woman, and it's actually been reported by, tweeted by a few other sort of like celebrities, because it's North Hollywood. There's a lot of people who live in the Valley who are like, you know, comedians or actors or whatever. This woman was wearing her mask in line for 15 minutes or whatever it was, waited until she got in the store, took the mask off, and was apparently walking like super close to people, trying to aggravate them. And she had nothing in her basket the whole time. She walked around for like 10, 12 minutes.
So it's an audition tape.
To Brian's point, people have been saying it was staged, not that anyone else was in on it but her, but that this was her intention to disrupt this.
Let me hear, by the way, Steve was in Road Hard, so now we're coming full circle. Let me just hear the beginning part of that. Turn the volume up, the first Karen. I had a thought, and I don't know if you guys are with me on this idea or not, but we don't have it, or we do have it.
Y'all, Karen is showing out in Trader Joe's. She does not have on a mask, and somebody said, fuck you, leave, and she is having it up.
All right. Now, we can't see who's filming, but it sounds like a man of color, just with the y'alls and the... And I don't know who was holding the camera and who was narrating. But can we? It's always better if a black man or woman is talking who's holding the camera. I'm sorry, Maxipata, but the Asians... Jews, Eastern Indian, even the white dudes, you know what I mean?
Nobody ever watches my videos.
Right. What I'm saying is, could we have an app on your phone that made you sound like a sassy black woman when you're videotaping people fighting? Do you know what I mean? Could we filter it that way? It's always better.
Oh, that'd be great.
It's always, yeah. Yeah, sorry.
There's an amazing level of cool that people now have with their phones. I'm still old school. And I would just go off even if I was attempting to film somebody. I'm sure I would fumble my phone out of my pocket and drop it and just
tape yourself the whole time.
Rip somebody a new asshole verbally and make a complete idiot out of myself in the process. But everybody's so cool now. They go, oh, yeah, we got it. No worries. We got it. You'll be on the internet.
And I've always said, you thought when they started putting surveillance cameras up at liquor stores, that would be the end of people robbing liquor stores. We are it's like me putting a security camera up in my backyard and expecting my dog not to take a shit in it. Like we are utterly unaware of everyone filming us everywhere now or have no interest. We have the same relationship as the Kardashians do. We're going to do whatever we're going to do anyway, and you shall film us doing it. I always thought the filming would shame people into tamping down whatever that is. All right, let's bring it home, Gina Grad. Ain't no shame.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news. Gina
Grad. That was the news with Gina Grad.
Last but not least, Simply Safe. Don't feel unsafe at home. Get yourself some Simply Safe. That's what we all use here. SimplySafe.com/Adams, where you go. Free shipping. Protect your home today and get started at SimplySafe.com. D.L. Hughley is going to be tomorrow. Nice. So he's got a story to tell.
The best.
And he played Nashville the week after, before the famous collapse. So we'll talk to him. Tested positive. I'm curious about all that stuff for tomorrow. Cesario, new stand-up album. What Was I Thinking? It's available on Pandora, Spotify, and anywhere else you get music. Always great with Jeff Cesario. And you can go to adamcarolla.com for all my live stuff and get my new book, I'm Your Emotional Support Animal, out as we speak. And until next time, Adam Carolla for Jeff Cesario and Gina Grad and Bo O'Brien saying mahalo.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. And get Adam's new book, I'm Your Emotional Support Animal. All the links are at adamcarolla.com.